Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Let's get that local fishing report. Joining us right now from Anderson's Probate, Joel Anderson. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How's the fishing been?
You know, it's been a steady week. It's kind of like the week of change for some of it. Our salmon fishing is still holding on out of Port Sanilac and Lexington. With this colder weather or colder spring that we've had, it's kept those fish around us a little bit longer than usual, which is nice. A lot of cohos and some really steady steelhead fishing, along with a few Chinook salmon this year. We don't have a whole lot of those in Lake Huron anymore, but we've had more than usual, I'll say, in the lower end of the Lake Huron. I would concentrate in that early morning, that 10 to 15 foot of water still, and as the day warms up, start moving out into that 20 to 30 foot of water and start moving up over to spoons off of the body baits. Come down to Port Huron, the walleye fishing has changed a lot. We had a really slow start. Again, that's due to our water temperature. Our water has warmed up a little bit, not all the way there. A good rule of thumb, all walleye fishermen have heard this. Our grandfathers told us this. When the lilacs start to bloom, our walleye fishing's going to start going. And that's what's happening right now. Just in the week, in 7 days, it has doubled what it was last week. Whipping at night is very, 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 very steady, along with the jig bite out of the mouth of Black River. Concentrate from the mouth of Black River down to the Seaway Terminal, and then the Canadian shoreline also has some really good fishing over there. Shore anglers are struggling a little bit. We've got some really clean water, so you're going to want to concentrate more in the evening. The day fishing is going to be a little bit tough for you, and guys that are casting little 3/8 jig heads and twister tails in the evening, they're doing really good also. So it's changed a lot in a week, which is we were all waiting for. I've said this a lot to a lot of customers is, you know, you can't fish the calendar, you have to fish the conditions. So that's where we're at right now in our walleye fishing.
Makes sense. All right. Joel, yeah. What are the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it.
All right, good. What are the hours over there at Anderson's Probate?
Monday through Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. We'll talk again next week. Joel, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Joel Anderson at Anderson's Probate on Pine Grove in Port Huron with the weekly fishing report.